sang out a song of the soul.
And we'll sing this song. Why don't you sing along? And we can sing.
Music has an incredible ability to proclaim the soul's language beyond what mere words can speak. That is what we seek as we invite our guests to share their song of the soul. Be it joy and laughter, sorrow and tears, awe and insight, or deepest devotion, as we visit and listen, we are all part of a spiritual voyage called Song of the Soul. Just 75 miles west of where I live in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, are the Twin Cities of Minnesota. And there is an amazing number of wonderful musicians in the cities, many of whom I've been able to interview. Today, I got introduced to another one of them, Emily Havoc, who brings down to the cities some of the fruits of her time and connections in Duluth as part of Emily and the 35s. There are a variety of flavors of music channeled through Emily's music, and lately she's fond of the title Glam Country. We've got production help from Andrew Jansen on today's show, so get ready for some glamming, some rocking, and some deeply moving music as Emily Havoc joins us via Zoom from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Emily, thank you so much for joining me for Song of the Soul.
Thank you, Mark. I'm really happy to be here.
Given that your son is sick and around 2 years old, how close does that come to being the greatest song of your soul at this moment?
Probably pretty close. We're a little tired around here, but he's looking up, so we're all happier when he's happy. He was pretty rough a couple days ago.
Does he do preschool kind of thing, daycare kind of thing? Or
he's in full-time daycare, so when he's sick, our lives are definitely thrown into disarray. We juggle him back and forth. So you know what? It always is a little bit of a panic. And then there's something so sweet about being forced to suddenly be home with your kid. I mean, it's just like at the end of the day, you just get extra time with him, which is so special.
When do you find time to do your music?
It can be hard. You know, I work as a contractor, so I do work full time, but I control my own hours. And I kind of just set aside some of that work time for music. I basically just try to set some boundaries around my other professional work and say, you know, every week I need a few hours to put into music. Sometimes that's more, sometimes it's less. But and then I am in a songwriting group, which helps me stay like disciplined about writing, at least some of the time.
If it's okay with you, can you name some of the other people in your songwriting group?
Yeah, probably some of the people that you've interviewed over the years. Let's see, Sarah Morris. She's a wonderful Americana songwriter, folk songwriter here.
Have you been to her bathroom?
Yes, been to Sarah's bathroom. She's the best. She's a big inspiration for me. Katie Tessman, she's a wonderful songwriter, musician here in the Twin Cities. Matthew French, Doyle Turner, I wonder if you've interviewed those guys.
I've interviewed Matthew.
Ted Heineshevitz, I don't know if he's been on here. Yeah, a lot of wonderful, wonderful people in the songwriting group. And my bandmate, Dave Bailing, is in it as well. But he has little kids too. So he's like, he and I both, we drop out and drop back in sometimes.
Are you ever just Emily or not Emily in the 35s?
Yeah, actually I do a lot more under my name now because all my 35s live in Duluth, Minnesota, and I'm in Minneapolis. So we do try to play together still, but sometimes it's only a couple times a year. And then I have a smaller band here in Minneapolis that I play with. And I usually just go under Emily Havoc with that. And then I play solo as well. You know, it's a mix.
And your releases. I mean, your recent release is called Wingspan. Before that, there was Ease Back. Are there releases you did with the band or as part of other groups?
Yeah, I mean, Ease Back is with the 35s. We recorded that in Duluth, or actually, you know, a little bit outside of Duluth at a cabin in the woods, which was just magical. The album before that, You Were the City, is under my name, but that was actually with that same band in Duluth. And then I do a lot of collaborations. I sing on a lot of other people's projects, but I don't have my name on them necessarily. Usually I sing as a backing vocalist with other people.
And what is the 35s about?
So Interstate 35 is what connects me to the Duluth band. So we call it 35s because especially when I first moved to Minneapolis, we were pretty active and I drove back and forth all the time. So we did a lot. And then they came here for a couple shows. And so we did a lot of time on I-35. So that's where the band name came from.
I'm imagining that being fully invested in the music is a lot harder with your first 2 years and well, the year before, ramping it up to get ready to have a child. Did that cut into your participation with the 35s?
Not from the 35s, you know, that band, because there's the distance between us and all of us have kids. It's just really the distance that's made it hard for us to play together as much. But definitely, I had a lot of fear when I got pregnant. I was very afraid that it would, you know, impact my career. Both my main career is in journalism and then my music as well. And, you know, it's a common fear for women, especially. It's very scary to have a kid and think about how that's going to affect your professional life. So actually, when I was pregnant, I got in the studio and recorded Wingspan. So that was, it was almost this crisis where I thought, oh, if I don't get in the studio now, I'm going to be a mom. And as a mom, I'm not going to have time to do anything. And it's funny. So my pregnancy actually sort of spurred me to make the Wingspan album. And, you know, he takes up, like, my son takes a lot of time, but oh my gosh, he's like also inspired so many songs. And I feel like it's made me a better songwriter. Yeah, I wouldn't trade it for anything.
So if you recorded Wingspan before he was born, I assume there's no songs about him specifically on the album?
No, there aren't. Although I did write him some songs while I was pregnant, but they didn't make it to the album. But I was in the studio, like, I guess I was probably 8 months pregnant or 7 months pregnant. So
Wow.
he was in there with me, kind of grooving. It was pretty loud. I was worried about how loud it was for him. But yeah, now I've written, you know, I keep writing him songs. I'm always writing him songs.
I've got a few for my son that I
Yeah, I
wrote
bet.
back in his early life. And now he's in a punk band and he's 38, but
That's awesome.
Well, let's get going with your music. Start out right away for your Song of the Soul. What's the first song from Emily Havoc?
Let's start, since we're talking about music inspired by family and love, let's start with Magnificence. That's a song off the new album. It's kind of a love song.
I was wondering if he was one, your son, who's not born yet by then, if he was part of the Magnificence.
No, I wrote it for my husband, which actually he had no idea it was for him and he didn't know it was a love song. And I said at a show one day, I was like, this is a love song for my sweetie. You know, I kind of embarrassed him and he told me afterward, he's like, you got to work on your love songs. I had no idea that was a love song.
Oh, I recognized it as a love song right away. Even though I have to say, the first couple verses, it seems mixed, right?
Yeah.
Because it's relationships are hard.
Yeah.
And I guess you admit that. Even with your sweetie, it's hard. Okay, good.
It's hard for all of us.
Well, it is a magnificent song. It's on Emily Havoc's recently released album, Wingspan, and her website is emilyandthe35s.com. This is Magnificence.
It's a 6 a.m. and the sunrise hits and you're falling. It's the middle of the night with the stars so bright you're in awe of it. It's the 17 hours in flight, bleary-eyed, then you're suddenly blinded by light. It's the mist on the lake and you can't take the pain, so you walk away. Can I tell you a secret? Sometimes I can feel it in the morning. Heartbeat gets to soaring, I'm losing it. Sometimes it's the flutter in your eyelids, the terror in the thought that we're transient. Sometimes I just wish that I could hold it, bury it and never look again at it. Don't think I can take this much magnificence. It's the wind on your face when you look back and say that you're flying. It's the time that you laughed like a bell and I could not stop smiling. It's the look in your eyes when you needed a light and you finally found it in me. It's the way that you dance when we stay up past 10 and we're dreaming. Can I tell you a secret? Sometimes I can feel it in the morning. Heartbeat gets to soar and I'm losing it. Sometimes it's the flutter in your eyelids, the terror in the thought that we're transient. Sometimes I just wish that I could hold.
I have to admit it, folks, that the chorus on that song makes me cry. I'm now 30 years into my marriage with Sandra, and it still can make me cry so often. The amazing. And that doesn't mean we don't argue, we don't have difficulties. It just means that under all of that is this great big burning pile of magnificence, which is the name that Emily Havoc wrote for that song. And again, it's on Wingspan.
That's beautiful, yeah.
When was the official release of Wingspan?
October 2024. It just came out. Time is a blur.
And that's why Ellen Stanley contacted me and said, hey, Emily is someone, she'll be wonderful on your program.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I love Ellen.
She's an amazing person. To tell you the truth, I cannot remember every song of every person I've interviewed over these 20 years I've been doing this, but her songs all stay with me.
Yeah, they're powerful.
And she's such a wonderful transforming presence for the world. Has she had you on her Woman Folk program?
Yep. Been on that program on KFAI. I love going on there. So I've been on there a couple times with her. She plays just so many amazing women artists here in the Twin Cities and, you know, nationally. And she gets incredible artists on for interviews. She's killing it with that show.
It's great. And she's been doing it so many years. I don't even remember when I actually first interviewed her. It's more than 10 years ago. And she's been doing so many different things to lift up music.
Yes.
KFAI is lucky to have her. The Twin Cities is lucky to have her. And it's just wonderful if you get the chance to hear Mother Banjo, jump at it. She's got something coming up I saw just recently.
Yeah, I agree.
But let's get to more of the music of Emily Havoc.
Let's go back to Ease Back. That's the album that I made with my band in Duluth. It's a little more touched with some bluegrass, Americana. The new album is kind of more rockin'. And so I want to play the song Candle off of that album, Ease Back.
As soon as you say candle, any reference to light, and this is, I think, pretty significantly because of my Quaker influence, My most chosen metaphor for the divine is light. And your line in this song, a candle always overcomes the night. Does this have spiritual roots for you?
Yeah, I think definitely that concept. The idea, you know, the world can be so overwhelming, and sometimes the darkness and the pain in the world is so overwhelming when you think about everything around you, all the suffering and injustice. And I think that there's a biblical idea, and I'm sure this idea, I mean, is in many belief systems, of the light overcomes the darkness. And the darkness can be very big and the light can be very small, but the point is that the light penetrates the darkness. And so when I wrote this song, I was really thinking about the idea of, sometimes I wrestle with this, like, are there enough people in the world who are compassionate, who are seeking the good of others, who are not, you know, you see these overwhelming forces of group mentality can turn into these bad things around the world, and we harm each other and hurt each other. And you think, like, are there enough people out there who are going to take care of each other? And I like the idea of, like, we don't have to count, because it's not really a quantitative question. It's that, like, love will always kind of shine through darkness. So that's kind of what the song's about.
There's a song I wrote at a point of personal struggle, darkness in my life, that I'll share with you after we're off the air. But I've had that experience of light. The first verse of the thing that I wrote says, and the light shines on through the darkness, and the darkness shall not overcome the light.
That's beautiful.
But right now, folks, we're going to be listening to Emily Havoc's song, Candle. It's from the album that she put out with the 35s, emilyandthe35s.com is the website. You can find it on northernspiritradio.org, but this is Candle.
They tell me this don't feel like it's your city. Your daddy came here 40 years ago. And if they take it back, well, you got your bags all packed and you're dry, but you're just not sure where you'll go. But keep that candle burning all the way into the night, baby. Keep that candle burning all we could use the light. There's a million miles of darkness between our fragile lights, but we'll just keep those candles burning down the line. 23 years living in the sunlight. Now they tell you step into the shade.
We've got the good fortune today to have Emily Havoc here for Song of the Soul. That was her song Candle, performed with her group, Emily and the 35s, and on their recording Ease Back. But just a couple months ago, she released her newest album, Wingspan, which I guess doesn't have the byline of the 35s on it.
No, that's just there is a band with me on that one, but I put it out just under my name. The 35s are up in Duluth, and every year we play Duluth's Homegrown Music Festival, and we try to play a couple other Northern Minnesota shows throughout the year. But yeah, I miss them.
I've never been to that festival, unfortunately. I'm usually down at La Crosse for the Great River Folk Festival. How long has that one been going, and what's it like?
It's so fun. I always call it my Christmas. It's like my favorite time of the year. It's been going, gosh, I should know this because I'm like a homegrown researcher. I've done a lot of like writing for them. It started in 99. So that would put us at like 26 years this year. And it's just a wonderful, it's grown to, you know, it's usually like 130 bands, I think, or more, 8 days, and all the venues in town participate. And it's just a wonderful celebration of local music. It's not all bands that live in Duluth currently, like they still let me in, but it's bands that have a Duluth, you know, tie. They're from Duluth, or some people like who went to college in Duluth will come back and play. But it's so much fun.
That sounds massive. And I don't know how I've missed it. When did you say again it happens?
It's always the last weekend of April through the first weekend of May. 8 days. So you can always just go catch it for a couple nights. They publish the whole schedule online and you can buy day passes. On the weekend, the Duluth Transit Authority trolley actually shuttles people from venue to venue, and there's music on the trolley. And it's just a pretty magical time. It's awesome.
It's also a time where in Duluth, Minnesota, temperatures are not guaranteed to be above freezing.
I was actually going to say it's more often than not incredibly cold. And I can picture times when sometimes the venues fill up and you'll be standing outside. I remember one year I sat on a windowsill outside watching a show through the window and it was snowing. That was when I, in my youth, I don't think I'd do that now. I'd just go inside somewhere else.
It sounds wonderful. I wanted to ask, when we're introducing candle, I asked about the metaphorical meanings of candle there. And I wanted to give you a chance to say something about your past and present religious spiritual experiences. And as I try and make clear to everyone, we're influenced by the negative things as well as the positive things. You haven't tried it, and you don't necessarily know how bad it is or something, or good. What would you care to let our listeners for Song of the Soul know about Emily Havoc?
So I'm a double pastor's kid. Both my parents were pastors, college ministry pastors in like the evangelical church. So I grew up in a lot of evangelical settings. That's not necessarily the vein of faith that I ascribe to now. So there's definitely a mixed bag from that. But I think to me, like faith is really a journey. And I almost see myself as always on that journey rather than arrived at some sort of destination. And I think that I'm going to throw out a supposition about the Quaker belief system, which maybe you're going to correct me on. But I think that doubt is a very important part of faith. And is that true in the Quaker tradition as well?
I think there's always openness. One of the most common terms for Quakers is seekers, because we're not going to get something and lock it down because we don't have creeds or the things that most people. So that's part of my experience with it. And again, I came to it as an adult. I didn't grow up that way.
Yeah. So I think my journey, like I've certainly wrestled through a lot of positive and negative influences from my upbringing and have had times where I would have said that I'm not a person of faith, at least at that time, which can be a very scary place to be in when you're grown up with a lot of assurance, right? Or security in that area. And now I think, I have both doubt and faith, which I think is going to be a constant for me.
Well, it makes good sense. I mean, we only know some very small part of the world of existence. And so those of us who are too sure are overstating our case, probably.
Yeah, that's the danger. And that's something for us all to check ourselves on. I think it's important.
You mentioned before we got on the air a couple of the influences, people you've read who were influential for you. Could you mention where they come from, what that connection is?
I don't read a ton of theology. I read a lot of novels, actually, because my work, I have to read a lot of nonfiction for work. So when I can read, I'm reading novels. But I like Henry Nouwen and a guy, which I think I might say his name wrong. I mean, Jean Vanier. And they're kind of more from the contemplative Christian tradition. And one thing that I like about them is that they were very rooted in these really tangible Christian communities where they cared for people with disabilities and people who are marginalized. And one of the tenets, I think, of what they wrote about and really believed is just like the inherent value of a person and a soul, and the idea that we are not what we produce, and learning to build relationships with people. Like there are stories that they tell of, people who basically they couldn't speak, they couldn't interact with you in any sort of coherent way that we would think of as communicating, and building these bonds of love and care through, mutual service and through caring for each other and living in community. And it's just a very challenging thing to think about in our world where we're so driven by productivity. What do you bring to the table? What can you do for me? And so I think that's a great image of what faith should make us, is more loving and make us people who look out for each other.
Makes good sense to me. Let's have some more of the music of Emily Havoc.
Speaking of, I guess, looking out for each other, let's listen to this. This is a little bit of a heavy one, and I will say it is about sexual violence. And so, just for any listeners who might not want to hear that one, they could skip this one. But this is a song that I put out called Do You Think You Protect Me? It's about violence against women, but really about the power of women. And it's like women's voices calling on men to look inside and kind of address the darkness within and the harm that they may be perpetrating and kind of join the fight to make sure that every person is safe. And when we made this song, it was like more and more women identifying people kept getting involved. And it was so cool because it was this, we had a group of people sing on the chorus. We had a huge group of women show up for the music video shoot. And we ended up partnering with Native Lives Matter and an organization here in the Twin Cities, Minnesota Coalition Against Sexual Assault. And we used it to kind of raise some awareness about these issues. And we partnered with those groups because they really lift up Indigenous women and Black women who are harmed proportionally more by this than any other women. So this was a really incredible experience to make this song because I just saw so many people standing up and supporting one another. It was like all the people who got involved just were like burning to share this message. So it was a really cool experience.
The chorus of it is so powerful, very emphasizing each word.
Yeah.
I do not need, yeah, just it's so powerful, folks.
Yeah, it's kind of a march. That's how I think of
It
it.
is. The song is "Do You Think You Can Protect Me?" And it's by Emily Havoc, with a lot of folks helping her out on this. Many voices, which is what we need to raise things up together. Here is "Do You Think You Protect Me?"
Do you think you protect me? 'Cause I remember long nights and wandering eyes, never feeling safe until I got home in my own bed. Do you think you protect me? 'Cause I remember you saying, "Hop on in, I'll give you a ride," and then I never get to my own bed. And you think you were chivalrous, sort of like that first time you see an old friend and you never even think. 'Cause what kind of person even thinks that way? Close doors, close shades, just get her in a place where it's hard to run away. Cover my drink. What kind of person even thinks that way? It's time for this to change. It's time for you to change.
By the way, I want to mention that's released as a single, right?
And there's a video if people want to go check it out.
I'll link the video. I haven't seen it myself.
Thank you.
I hope, folks, that you check out that video connected with that song, "Do You Think You Protect Me?" I'll have the link on northernspiritradio.org with this show. And you can also, of course, find it on Emily's website, emilyandthe35s.com. Powerful song. So much needed. And I'm afraid that maybe it's even more needed right now with the change of administrations. We've always had the problem, but some things amp it up. And I'm afraid this is a time when we really need to band together to be strong, to help people be responsible for their actions.
I just read an interesting op-ed online about the Me Too movement and like this weariness that the public has around, and that the response to women speaking out has changed. And there's almost like a frustration that the public is tired of hearing it. I mean, I think that this is obviously nuanced. That's not 100% true, but I do think that we're certainly there are things. We don't just need like a wave of one thing that then goes away. You know, we need systemic changes. And if there are people in our society that don't feel safe and aren't able to live a life where they feel safe, then there's a problem, right? One thing that was cool about this process making this song is I had a lot of great conversations with men about this issue. I had a live radio conversation with a guy who he is a college age radio DJ, and he told me how uncomfortable the song made him. He was like, yeah, he's struggling with it. And he was like, I want to talk to you about it, but I'm afraid of saying the wrong thing. And it was just so powerful because I just thought these are the conversations we need to be having, you know, just more honest conversations about the role that men play in both harm and then in addressing and as allies, you know, we need men to sort of look themselves in the eye and maybe own up to some of the harm they've caused, but then also to help. It's really important. So I thought it was cool. You know, I didn't want it to be just like a damning of men. I wanted it to be like a call for men to join the fight, which many men are in really incredible ways.
And it's much needed. It's been societally something that we've been carrying as a burden for a long time. I've been part of men's groups since 1991. So I've heard a lot of experience of men which need to be out of the conversation. One of the strengths that women have brought into our society has too often been discounted is community building. Men have very often been competitive against one another, unless they're on the same football team or whatever. Because of that, men do not know how to care for women well, and they don't know how to care for men well either. Most of the physical violence that happens in this country happens to men, by men. There's a point where men have to learn to look within in so many ways, and they have to admit that it's more than a flesh wound.
Yeah.
But I'm so grateful for that song. It was released, by the way, folks, as a single, as not on Wingspan, and it's not on Ease Back, and it's not on You Were the City. You'll be able to find it via emilyandthe35s.com website. Are you going to change that website, by the way?
I don't know. We'll see. I still play with that band, and it's working for now. So people usually just get there through links or through Google searches, which always brings them there. So we'll see. Maybe I'm not quite ready.
It's hard to leave behind things as we transition, even if we do have a 2-year-old to take care of
Yeah.
right now.
Right.
And folks, my links to all of the people I've interviewed for both Song of the Soul and for Spirit in Action are on my website, northernspiritradio.org. That's 20 years of programs, and there's some 35 stations across the U.S. that carry my programs. So please follow that from our website. If you're in an area where they're not carrying my programs, please put a word in, and maybe they'll wise up and carry that also.
Yes.
And when you do visit our site, please post comments. I love two-way communication. My voice is not enough. And as the last song that we shared from Emily, we need voices together to work for change. It makes such a difference when we band together, and our society does everything it can to keep us from one another. We get invested in products instead of in neighbors. Please give us your voice. Tell us where we should be doing something else. Who should I be listening to? Who should I have on as guests for the program? Post a comment when you visit about the shows that you listen to, and there's a place to donate. We do not fundraise from corporations or from government, only from listeners. And the point being that, again, we want to serve the listeners. We want to serve the song, not the economy. And so please support us when you can. We're in the midst of our annual fundraiser for Northern Spirit Radio. So northernspiritradio.org, help us out there. And let's go on to another song from Emily Havoc.
Yeah, let's listen to Lady L. We need a little rocker here. This is off the new album Wingspan, and I think I gave you the clean version. Better double check. Yeah, this is again along the line of just the power of women, since that song was a it's important but a little bit of a downer. I like this song because it's really kind of about a woman's fury and the power within. So I like this one.
Is Lady L an individual, or is it like Lady Luck, or is it Lady somebody you know?
Who is it? I don't know. Maybe someone will come to mind when you listen.
You seem to me to be a very warm personality, so I have a little bit hard time seeing this as you saying this, but maybe there's a part of you I don't know.
I get mad just like everybody. I try to funnel it though. I try to funnel it into something productive.
Then my question is, what are you like on fire?
You've never seen me on fire.
I haven't, and I'm
That's what
wondering.
the song says. You'll have to wait and see.
The song is Lady L. It's off of the album Wingspan, and it's by Emily Havoc.
Don't like your tone. I don't like your look. I don't like the way you're talking to me like you wrote the fucking book. I don't like your style. The way you spread your steps real wide. Sometimes it's like you're asking for a fight. Now, baby, do you wanna get wild? Tell me what is required. How much patience must one soul apply? What naivety is this? You say I'm burning up a bridge. You've never seen me on fire. I won't lend my strength. I won't hold this rotting wood. I welcome you to look under the baseboards and see what my work has withstood. You'll go it alone. Let's see how far.
Fiery Ode is Lady L. It's off Wingspan by Emily Havoc. Her website, emilyandthe35s.com. Links on nordenspiritradio.org. I am still eager to see someone on fire. As a mild-mannered Quaker, most people don't get a chance to see me on fire, but I do it sometimes too. I mean, I'm certain there's no sainthood in my case, but I think sometimes we need fire so that we can cleanse the ground so that the new crops can come in. That sometimes is the only way that certain plants regenerate.
Absolutely, that's true. In the northern woods of Minnesota, too, we need fire so we can get new growth.
And Emily is joining us from Minneapolis, where she's located, the Twin Cities of Minnesota. If you haven't been up this way, come by, and especially maybe you want to meet her at the Duluth Homegrown Music Festival, April to May. Just check it out. I'll have a link to that also on NordenspiritRadio.org with this program. We're going to rush into your next song.
Great. Let's do Drive. We'll do another kind of rocker off Wingspan. Drive is a song. It's actually about driving a car. I've always had like a lot of passion around driving and the ability to drive and access to driving. You know, I think that's like globally and historically, it's something that people in power have used to limit people they're trying to hold down. And I think that's true with women in a lot of places in different times. And if you think about learning to drive and the autonomy it gives you and the independence and like the feeling of being on the road, the feeling of going somewhere new, is just so powerful. And so I wrote this song about that. There was a painting I bought from a local Denver artist that kind of inspired this. I was like looking at that painting when I wrote the song. The artist is A.L. Lummis. After the song, she made this beautiful painting of a woman. It's like 1950s themed, of this woman with the 1950s hair and outfit holding the wheel. And the focus is on her face. And she has this look of just pure joy. And next to this painting, she had a statistic on the kind of artist's description that showed how much more likely women are to be injured or killed in a car accident because the crash test dummies are made based on men's bodies. And it was like this really painful, beautiful juxtaposition of the joy and the freedom that this woman was experiencing, even in a vehicle that was not designed to keep her safe, that wasn't made for her. And she's like taking that freedom anyway. And I just loved that. So I actually reached out. I tagged this artist. I've never met her, but I tagged her when the song came out and she was really moved. Like she was really excited that her painting had inspired more art. So that was a really cool connection.
Get ready to get inspired, folks. The song is Drive. The artist is Emily Havoc.
Picked up Grace in Carolina. You could have found some if you tried it. Race like thunder through Kentucky, man. You should have seen the dust up. Left your careless words in Tennessee. Shed your shame in Mississippi. Something must have slipped the window. Picked up speed all through Missouri. Heard them say that girl, she'd never get away. But how about now?
I think that's the third song we've heard today by Emily Havoc from her album Wingspan, when she's expanding, being less Americana and more rocker.
Glam country, I like to call it. Glam, lots of sparkles and sequins.
And do you dress up that way? Is that your thing?
Yeah, I like to. It's my only chance to dress up. Most of the time, I'm pretty casual.
What kind of music did you grow up with as a kid?
A lot of like Christian contemporary music. I was just talking to my sister about our first concert, we think was Switchfoot. I don't know if you know Switchfoot there. They were like a Christian rock band in the late 90s, early 2000s that really, like, Christians are always excited when our bands go like mainstream. And they were like, they had a couple of hits on TV shows and movies, but they're actually wonderful. And one of the only, I don't listen to a lot of categorically Christian music anymore that you'd hear on Christian radio, but I love the songwriter from Switchfoot, John Foreman. Once in a while, I dip back into his stuff. But yeah, so a lot of Christian contemporary music. I actually had friends make fun of me when I started writing songs that they sounded like slightly a little bit like a worship band influence, like the something about it's like I couldn't shake it, like something about the chord progressions. But you know, over the years, certainly, like you just meld all those influences, and there are some great. But then my dad also exposed me to a lot of classic rock and country, and I grew up really loving the Eagles and Bob Dylan, and yeah, Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. So I don't know, kind of a mix there. Lately, with the glam country vibe, Caitlin Smith, who's from St. Paul, is kind of one of my current music inspirations. She's an incredible songwriter, but it also gets a little, she gets pretty glam, a lot of sparkly, shimmering guitars, and I like being able to mix some of that in.
Well, drive is a good observation on that, but I want to provide the counterpoint. My son, who lives in Madison, he's never owned a car.
Really?
He rents them when he has to go somewhere, do a long trip. He does that kind of thing, but he's never owned a car. And for that reason, I'm sure he has at least $200,000 or $300,000 more in his bank account because of not having bought a car.
Yeah, it's a good point. And you know, you think about carbon emissions and all of our driving certainly is having a climate impact. So yeah, plenty of good counterpoints to the drive song, I can acknowledge.
But it certainly is a certain amount of power. You think of Saudi Arabia and women not being allowed to drive. The transition to that, what a symbol of power to be able to drive or not be able to drive.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a symbol, I think. And you know, I have read some research on the connection between transportation and domestic violence, for instance. You know, people with limited transportation options are much more vulnerable. So it's important to be able to go. Maybe it's on a bus.
And sometimes you just need the glam, like, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz?
That's the ideal way to drive.
Well, we've got time for one more song, Emily. How shall we cap off your Song of the Soul?
Let's wrap it up with another love song. This song I actually wrote before I met my husband and I was single. I was really sad going through a breakup. So I actually wrote it. I was just imagining what love might be like. And I wrote this song about it. It's called Ease Back.
We're going to end up with this. I just want to have a couple comments before we go out. It's title track from your Ease Back album. It picks up energy at the chorus. And again, I'm not sure you're owning for this interview the full amount of fire that you can put out, but it seems to me like some of that fire is begging to get out and spread across the world. Not in a bad way, like in Los Angeles, but you know, one candle lights another, at least that much.
Yeah, I like that image for sure. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of passion in this one. I think it's really about, you know, when life gets tough. And it's not just about, you know, the song is sort of about the idea of a long-term relationship, like a marriage, but it's really about those people in your life that hold you together. And that can be a lot of relationships. And we all, I hope everyone listening has at least one person like that.
And they should all have songwriter groups that they're part of too, right?
Yes, that can help.
Hey, how much are they a central feed to your energy in your life?
Huge. Although I did just join that group a few years ago. So I always wrote before that just kind of on my own. And the group has just given me a lot of, especially after moving to Minneapolis, it can be hard. It was a bigger city for me than where I'd been before. It's hard to connect to the, you know, like a local music community. There's just so many artists and so many things going on. And so it really just has given me like a musical home, a community and of people who uplift one another. And so that's been the biggest thing for sure.
Well, it's wonderful to have that. Personally, my opinion is if you've got good community, it's easier to ease back.
Yeah, yep. As they say in the movie Sweet Home Alabama, the classic rom-com, you can have roots and wings.
You can have roots and wings, and this is not from Wingspan by Emily Havoc. This is from Ease Back, earlier album that she did with the 35s. The links for Emily Havoc and the 35s is on nordenspiritradio.org. Thanks so much, Emily, for taking time with me, even with sleep deprivation from your sick son and all the other wonderful work you do in the world. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mark. Grateful.
Again, link for Emily Havoc is on nordenspiritradio.org. Here is Ease Back, and we'll see you next week for Song of the Soul.
So damn cold, I can't feel you anymore, and I'm so damn tired. Feels like my tired is sore. So damn warm, we've been working to the bone, but you call my name, boy, and it gets me to shore. It's been some winter, and there was black ice on the rocks, and the cold was a killer. We couldn't even warm our hearts, and time was frozen, so we skated on by like that moment was the rest of our lives. So honey, frozen air and stately white pine. It must be nice to have no wrongs left to right, but you can ease back, baby, I'm here. You can ease your way past the fear. I can't remember
The theme music for Song of the Soul is by Chris Williamson, and it is called Song of the Soul. Check out all things Song of the Soul on northernspiritradio.org, guests, links, stations, and a place for your feedback, suggestions, and support. Send your Songs of the Soul to me, Mark Helpsmeet, via the info on our website, and join us weekly for Song of the Soul.